The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah, 20 minutes to see if Jerry Ralph owns a program. But tomorrow we will have Dr. Mina and Frank Caliendo. They'll be on time.
And pretty punctual.
And Joe Coy in the studio on Friday morning.
And professional.
That'd be fun to have Joe in here. Love him.
Yeah.
Love him. All right. Podcast available at TNTRadioEmpire.com, available anywhere. Once again, I want to welcome Rock 103, Northern Idaho's rock station, to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Please let us know if you're listening. I mean, we're on the air, so you're listening, but give us some time, see if you like it. Hope you like it.
We do.
Yeah. Hundreds of thousands of people can't be wrong. Well, they could be.
But they have been.
And they've been wrong for years then.
Yeah. That would suck if you didn't like your own show.
Yeah.
But hundreds of thousands of people can be wrong.
And they have been for 28 years.
But, I mean, not just here.
Oh, I thought you meant just our audience.
No.
Liking the show.
In all aspects.
Oh, we know that.
Just in general.
Oh, we know that.
They can't. Hundreds of thousands of people can be wrong.
That'd be the unvaccinated a-hole.
For instance.
And the Trumpers, right?
It's Buffalo Soldiers Day.
Buffalo Soldier. I got that song. I love that song. Go ahead.
On July 28th, 1866, with the passage of the Army Reorganization Act, that Congress created six Army regiments of all black soldiers, consisting of two cavalry units, the 9th and 10th, and four infantry units, which were later consolidated into the 24th and 25th units. They were all eventually known as Buffalo Soldiers. The 9th and 10th Cavalry became two of the most decorated units in U.S. military history.
Weren't they out of Kansas?
Some of them. The 9th was organized in Greenville, Louisiana. After training, the first place they were sent to was San Antonio. The 10th was organized in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. They were ordered to Kansas.
It's about, is this even about the Buffalo Soldiers, this song? Just always know the song.
It sounds like it,
it does
is.
Sound like, it does sound like it
I
is.
I think it is.
Yeah, I think the lyrics. Stolen from Africa. Yep.
Yeah.
Brought to America. Yeah, it is.
Fighting an arrival. Fighting for survival.
Oh, we need some, margaritas and a beach now and some reggae.
It's impossible to be unhappy
spliff.
Listening to Bob Marley.
I forgot about the weed, Nick, and that's on me.
Buffalo Soldiers had the lowest desertion and court-martial rates of their time.
Really?
Stupid.
Yeah.
That's commendable.
And years later, Trumpers are calling cops N-bombs.
It wasn't until
the
50s that the Buffalo Soldiers were fully integrated, though.
Really?
That's so crazy.
The 1950s.
Yeah. Oh, the John Oliver main piece on racism is great. If you get a chance to check out the latest.
Yeah. Housing discrimination.
It'll make you mad, but it'll educate you, too. There's a lot of stuff most people don't know.
Is it about housing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that one story? You see that story? This is a really, there's a story where this black family had a middle-class house, you know, probably worth $400,000 or $500,000. Actually, it was in a bigger city, so the house was worth $300,000 to $400,000, and they had their white neighbor
He highlights that.
Okay, yep. That one.
Yeah.
They hit on that.
It was their house. When the people walked through the house, they saw the white people owning it, and it cost more.
When she was there, they offered lower money. She got two appraisals.
Right,
that was the appraisal. When she was there, and it was like $125,000.
Right.
When she had the white guy be there to meet the appraiser, it was like $260,000.
Right. Yeah, it was at least twice as much.
Right. Yeah.
And there are still covenants in a lot of cities that say, only Caucasians can live here.
Oh, really? That's what it's about?
They're
covenants?
Still on the books.
They can't enforce that, though.
Obviously not.
No, but they. Yeah.
But the fact that they still exist, and they haven't been eliminated.
Discrimination in the loan process. Right.
Yeah, they go through the whole history.
As John Oliver does, it's always it's a really good deep dive.
I'm sure I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've never had a problem.
Yeah.
It's really in depth. That's it, exactly. Nick.
Why stop talking about race?
Right. Right.
Go read that on Facebook again.
It's only discrimination when someone discriminates against me.
Right.
And I'm fine.
Right, what's the big deal?
Yeah, if I see that one more time on Facebook. Can we agree just not talk about race anymore? What the hell's that mean? Oh, it means you're racist.
That means they don't want to talk about it because they're not going to like some things they hear.
It is uncomfortable.
Yeah. Right.
And it should be.
Well, yeah, I think some people think that because racism is discussed, that they're being held personally responsible for it.
I don't understand that. We're coming from five white guys here. I never felt that way at all.
All we're asking is you try to understand. And the same
all housing matters.
Who are pissed off about Confederate statues going down because you're erasing history, I don't want to talk about systemic racism.
No.
No.
Because it's not the right answer. Or not the one they want to hear, anyway.
All right, fire the Marley back up. Make me happy.
There's actually a bit of protest in this song, too.
I know, but it's still Bob Marley
still,
music makes me happy.
Weed, margaritas, beach, reggae. Yeah. Sorry about that. I was stupid.
I need to listen to more music with horns in it. I can't wait to see Blue House on.
Yeah, they're a great band.
That Saturday.
Yeah. Great band, and they got a drummer, too. All right, go ahead. Craig.
National parks across the U.S. are overflowing with the post-pandemic crush of tourists leading
Todd
to congestion, traffic jams, and increased damage to the parks.
Todd hates tourists where people go want to see things.
The bears are going to get their revenge.
Parks are being forced to limit, even close, access to certain areas to avoid the danger of eroding the land.
People want to get
out. The result could change the way Americans interact with the parks.
No, I'm tired of people bitching about how busy it is. Yellowstone is always busy in the summertime. It's just especially now.
Yeah.
And some of them, I think, like Glacier, you have to get a ticket.
Really?
You have to reserve to get in, at least to drive the road. But it's good. People are getting out to see it.
Yep.
And I'm just glad I'm not in that crowd.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Zuckerberg says that Zuckerberg is one of the prime builders of what is called the Metaverse, going to be new for all of us.
All right.
An open, broadly distributed 3D dimension online where we will all conduct much of our work and personal lives.
Just like the Matrix?
I don't know.
So you put goggles on or whatever.
You're
sitting there with the person you actually would be working at, but you're at different places.
The vision is virtually teleporting via a headset or AR glasses. They say you can think about the metaverse as an embodied internet, where instead of just viewing content, you are in it. You feel present with other people as if you were in other places, having different experiences that you couldn't necessarily do on a 2D app or web page, like dancing or different types of fitness.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, man. The future's cool, man.
Some of that stuff looks cool.
Yeah.
The virtual glasses.
If you were in a meeting, okay, how about this part, Doug? I'm thinking really creepy here because that's where my mind goes in a lot of these stories. Because
that's what you do.
But if you have the big goggles on and you're all with people that you work with, but you're not, you're at home. So all they see is some virtual version of you or you're just your face, maybe. I don't know how it would work. And you start doing stuff to yourself. They have no idea.
Yeah. This is perfect for tubing.
Right. Unless you're a moaner.
That's tubing, right.
I would know.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do it to you.
I'd just be sitting right next to him. Yeah.
That's what I mean, the tubing situation, right? Uh-huh. You can see the people you're say, obviously, he likes the ladies, so he's some lady he works with. He's done inappropriate stuff to himself while he's looking at her, but she has no idea.
Yeah.
And it feels like he's right there.
Is the image they're seeing, does it match anything
I would think
that your glasses pick up, like your shoulder moving?
Yeah, I was wondering that too, yeah.
Yeah, how do you get an accurate representation of yourself? Is it like Madden where they have to put all those dots all over you or they scan you?
Yeah. But it's going to be, if it's actually virtual, it's not going to be some stick figure looking at you. It's going to look like you, you know.
Yeah, and if I don't get a 99 rating in the metaverse, I'm going to be pissed.
All right. How close are they to doing that, Craig?
Oh, it's early on.
Okay.
Yeah.
For that kind of thing.
That's a good question. How do they come up with the avatars?
Right.
For each individual.
We'll just all be on there bitching each other in person then.
I got to put my goggles on again.
Get the vaccine, idiot. And some guy's got his goggles on yelling at you.
We talked about that video of him on that little wave thing he was on the 4th of July with the flag. Did you see that?
No, I missed it. What are you
doing? He was on, it looks
was
like.
Zuckerberg, you mean?
Yeah, okay. Zuckerberg. He's going across some lake and he's on some sort of like hoverboard thing. Like, it's some sort of apparatus where he's up above the water, and he's just, like, going across the lake, holding a flag.
He looks seen those things.
Super douchey.
Well, he's a douche. Look, yeah. He's a robot anyway.
He is.
You know?
Yeah, it looks like fun, but he makes it look, like, not cool.
Yeah. The dude on Saturday Night Live plays him. He says, blink now. He does those. I can't remember that actor's name. They're all pretty funny dudes on that show. But
I wonder why he isn't trying to go to space. He's got money like the rest of those
dudes.
Yeah,
that's right. You're right.
Maybe he's afraid of heights. Right.
Yeah.
And can we stop telling people how to spend their money?
Nope.
I get tired of people bitching at Bezos. Oh, he could feed the world.
Well, he could help out a little more than he does. He could feed his employees, you know.
Yeah, I think if they paid people better and paid taxes, people wouldn't care as much.
It's taxes.
Yeah, that's
right.
It.
It's taxes.
But the same people bitch probably don't contribute anything.
No, we pay more tax than he does. We pay more tax than
he does. Oh, yeah, I know. We pay taxes. But they're not helping to feed the world.
No.
They're just expecting rich guys to do it.
Well, they do have...
The mega rich should help out.
Billions, hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yeah, it's not regular rich, it's mega rich, right?
And with that kind of zeros in your bank account, it does become a little more responsibility to use it...
It should be.
...in a productive way.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Going up in a giant dildo and looking around space didn't help anybody.
We've
done it. We go to the moon. We're going to go again. You know?
Yeah.
If I had a couple billion, I'd probably be a little more generous.
I mean, there's guys out there like you know, Buffett and Gates who are kind of setting the bar for that.
Yeah, they are. They give away most of their
they
money.
Gave, mm-hmm. Yeah, they
and
give away the vast majority.
Kids in low-income countries, things like that.
And they're still
yes,
fine.
Yes, I barely got through countries. I almost stopped twice.
Well, yeah, that didn't affect their lifestyle at all.
No.
And they're not, I guess, maybe dig because they're not in space.
Has Gates got any new pie since his wife kicked him out?
I thought he had one before. That's the reason.
Yeah. That was the reason. The reason. He kept having pie.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I would probably do if I had a lot of money.
Have pie.
A lot.
You want to go to space? I don't know. Is there pie in space?
I love that movie. I'd rather have a yacht full of strippers and go to space. Yes, I would.
I'd give you that.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you have that much money, it does look a little frivolous to have, you know, two mega rich guys wanting to get the, you know,
I'm on that side too.
I
understand both sides of the argument, and I know what Todd's trying to say, and I get what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
But I think I lean more towards I realize you can't feed everybody. We do need to explore, but we are exploring. You know.
Yeah, you could help out with things that are happening right here, right now.
Well, taxes. Nick is right about that.
Sure. Yeah.
They need to pay.
And it's not like they're avoiding the rules. Those are the rules.
Right. Right.
Yeah, they're working the system.
Mm-hmm.
So the system should change.
But at the same time, they know they're working the system, so give a little bit more in other places when you can.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Yeah, trying to send yourself into space is a lot different than, you know, Bill Gates trying to eradicate AIDS.
Right.
You know, or pick up the lunch tab right. for entire schools,
that's
you know.
That's why I gave Gates a break when he cheated on his wife and he left. Who cares? I mean, the guy's feeding the poor, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care. People cheat their wives all the time.
And don't feed the poor.
And right. Right.
Out of Cassville, Missouri, KY3 is reporting that the Barry County Health Department is closed due to a surge in the COVID cases.
The health department.
Man. Yeah. They're closed.
Yeah. Because you dumbass unvaccinated are keeping us around.
Yeah, this is South Central Missouri.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. Oh, that's the spine of COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
Arkansas, Missouri, Northern Louisiana.
I did read the other day, they said Arkansas and Florida.
Yeah.
Every single county in those two states are considered high community transmission.
Right.
There's nowhere in those two states you cannot go. Or you can go.
Out of Tampa, Florida, a Tampa police sergeant has been disciplined after an internal review over a so-called investigation at a strip club. The Gold Club. Officers who went to the strip club gave conflicting reports as to what they were investigating. They got to know the dancers and got no new leads. It cost the department about $420 over 3 hours.
3 hours.
Over 3 hours, an unspecified number of officers spent that money on cover charges and drinks for themselves, dancers, and the dancers' friends. Each officer also bought their own lap dance. The review board.
You can't charge a lap dance to the department.
Hey, no. The investigation goes where the investigation
goes. That's a private conversation with you and one stripper. You have information while they're grinding their hips on your
The review board is tasked with taking a second look at the internal affairs investigations. The supervisor of the operation, a Sergeant Daniel Rhodes, said along with finding drug suspects, the operation was meant to gather intelligence on a shooting suspect that may have had ties to one of the dancers. Investigators said that officers actually gave conflicting explanations for why they were at the club conducting the undercover operation. The official plan said they were investigating recent prostitution and drug complaints. No arrests were made. The report said they gathered no new leads.
I like that.
I love that.
Got a lead on this dong.
$420
is what they spent.
That's a lot of cash.
Well, you said they used their own lap dance money.
Yeah.
That was their excuse. No, we paid it for ourselves for our lap dances.
So the guy was found in violation of his supervisory responsibilities, suspended for a day, and removed from the anti-crime squad, the street anti-crime crime squad. One member of the board questioned why Mr. Rhodes was not more harshly dealt with. He does remain with the force as a sergeant.
And there's a few of these cops, by the way, that were married, too. I love that. And they did get home. Why are you suspended? Well, we went to a strip club to get some information. We stayed. And we drank, got lap dances, getting the information.
Don't worry. I paid for my own lap dance.
Didn't get disciplined because they understand.
Exactly.
Those above him understand.
Some guy, at least one of those, maybe probably all of them were married dudes. Oh, man.
We got to get your story straight before you go.
Right.
Why are we here? Leads. What kind of leads? Drug leads.
And beer. And loves. Came home smelling like glitter and baby soft. Yeah. The smell of a stripper.
The wafting scent.
Yes.
California teenager recovering after she fought off an attacking crocodile in Mexico.
Whoa.
18-year-old Kiana Hummel was on a trip in Puerto Vallarta when she decided to go for a swim with her friend. That's when a crocodile apparently emerged from the darkness and dragged Hummel into the water.
Whoa, that's
the team said she punched the croc until it let go and then it grabbed a hold of her again. A group of bystanders then helped to fight it off. She's now expected to undergo surgery due to severe muscle and tissue damage in her legs.
Don't crocs like gators? Should they bring it down and roll you?
The Marriott said, no, there's appropriate signs there. This group of tourists that heard her scream and came to her aid eventually pulled her free. An unsubstantiated report of her injuries came from a trip advisor review of the hotel posted by a guest named Natalie. She said that she would have highly recommended this hotel. She says, however, and this is a huge however, the only deterring factor for her not recommending to others is the fact that her group of friends rescued a young girl from a 12-foot-plus crocodile.
Other than that, everything was fine.
She said, I know you have signs, but you need more. These girls weren't warned because the sign at the main entrance has the warning is 20 feet off to the side.
I would not walk past any of those kind of brushy area in a big hotel like that.
She said, had her group not been sitting on the patio near the beach, the girl wouldn't have made it.
God. That's spooky.
Yeah, but the drinks were great.
Yeah. But the croc, there's a,
My steak was undercooked, and we had to rescue a girl from a crocodile.
There's a couple of different ponds in this place we stay. We're in Sanibel, Florida. You have to walk past a couple of ponds right in the middle of these condos to get to the tiki bar and the pool. And they have a sign that says alligators. But I asked somebody, I said, this is way too close to everybody just walking through there. He goes, well, they're just baby alligators. And I'm thinking, well, whatever.
I bet the teeth are still sharp. Until
they grow up.
Well, the first time we went down there, and the kids were really small. I'm thinking, you know, but I mean, baby alligator's not going to kill me. But it's like I see three-year-old kids running through here to go to meet their parents at the beach. Yeah. Now there's a sign up.
They can't read.
I know.
What more can we do?
Way more dangerous than a gator.
Of course they are.
I think a saltwater crocodile will attack you unprovoked.
Yep.
Oh, God.
All right. J.R. Rao didn't call.
No.
He did not.
Hope he's okay.
Yeah, that means he didn't. I'm sure he
didn't see your text. He's still just sleeping.
He's asleep.
Right.
You can see him in Sioux City at the Hard Rock at the Anthem, Band of Comics, along with our buddy James Johan.
Pretty sure that Frank Caliendo, he's a professional. He'll be following the program tomorrow. And Dr. Mina. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. Download all the podcasts. Hear the entire show again or for the first time. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. Get vaccinated.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.